I'm here with Tony on Saturday. Tony usually comes on a Saturday. Do you come during the week as well?
No, not at the moment because I'm still teaching. But I look forward to the days when I am teaching less and swimming more.
Okay, so what's your routine? Saturday, Sunday or just
Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday,
Sunday. Sometimes Monday. I don't teach Monday.
Okay.
But sometimes I work Mondays.
Okay.
It's a bit flexible.
Now, you've been in. You look glowing as everybody that kind of has done their routine of swimming and sauna. How many did you do? What did you feel? Did you enjoy it?
Well, this is my first winter, so I'm sort of playing it quite slowly. And my big challenge has been to take off my swimming vest, which I have been wearing. And so I have been staying in longer because my, obviously, you know, I still wear gloves and booties. Uh-huh. But it is a delight to start to not wear so much gear.
Okay.
And just be able to take off layers.
Do you think you'll ever wean yourself off of your booties and your...
Well,
gloves.
The vest definitely, but I've got really poor circulation, so I actually find the boots and the gloves mean I can stay in for much longer and enjoy it. I don't get pain.
Yes.
I don't think it has to be a painful process, the swimming.
Not at all, but what would you say if I said to you that actually by taking them off you would improve your circulation? And it's not about staying in as long as...
Yeah.
But, I mean, I can tell you this from my experience, purely because I started just with gloves my first season.
Yes.
This is my fourth season, I think.
Yeah.
And now, after the first season when I was training for the championships where you can't wear...
Yes, that's right.
I have so improved my circulation.
No, I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will. I just don't want to take it too quickly. You know, there were a lot of people anxious at the beginning when people were using the sauna and not getting it right. And for me, I just want to work my way into it. So I'd always take off my wet weather gear and jump back in and swim another width or something at the end.
Yes.
But if I want to do more, then I start off and then... It's a pleasure to take off your wet gear and just leap back in and
But it's
do.
That fine balance of knowing that you're not going to get the exercise in the winter, but you're just going to do something else for your body.
That's
and
right.
Your heart
that's
and your,
right.
And your circulation.
That's right. That's absolutely it. And then just biking down here, doing that. It doesn't matter how long I spend in the water. It's just the whole pleasure of the whole experience.
Exactly. Do you feel kind of a certain serenity around here? Or what?
Absolutely. Well, it's something about the physical geography of the spot because you've got this lovely stretch of open space, trees all around you, birds singing, etc. And whatever happens, whenever I walk through, I suddenly get this expansiveness feeling.
Yes.
And it's a joy and in the middle of a city to experience that.
Yes.
You know, just the whole pleasure of it and seeing friends,
yes,
know, making
absolutely.
Contact with
but
people.
But you're here on your own today.
No, I'm not. My friend's changing.
Oh.
She's taking longer in the sauna.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, nice talking to you,
Tony. Nice talking to you too.
All right.